Welcome back to the Lawrence Larson Show, 23 minutes after the hour. And I'm going to get out of here for a few days and take a little vacation. So I hope you treat my replacement nicely. Matt Patrick from the great state of Indiana. Glad to have him willing to fill in for me and glad to have you willing to let me have a few days off to Tina so we can go warm up and, you know, have some adult beverages, sit by the pool, read some books, listen to some music. And I imagine, given Tina's taste, probably listen to some talk radio as well. 866-439-5277. Send your emails to talk@LarsLarson.com. And welcome to the program, Chris Jankowski, who's president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. Chris, good to have you on.
Thank you, Lars. It's great to be here with you.
Listen, you kind of wonder if Wisconsin and Indiana are ever going to get a chance to make a state budget. Or are they going to be like the federal government where you just don't bother to turn one in on time?
No, the states have to do it on time, and they also have to do it balanced, no borrowing, no deficit.
Wouldn't
so
it be nice?
We'll have something.
Wouldn't that be nice to have at the federal level?
Solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, it sure would. So what do we do to, you know, to help these guys out? Because it seems as though this movement is spreading on both sides, that we've got more governors saying they're going to get tough with their state workers, and we've got more public employee unions who seem to be trying to either flex their muscles or make sure they don't lose anything in the process.
Well, sure. We have Republican governors who ran on platforms and surprised they're trying to enact those platforms, and we helped elect Republican legislatures right with them that will vote for them if ever given the opportunity. We need people to understand that the public employee union animal, if you will, is different than a private union in that they are negotiating these unsustainable packages over years in benefits and health care that far exceed the private sector. And they also take the money and turn around and put it back into elections and elect people who then negotiate even better and better deals. And what Governor Walker and other Republican governors see is we have to not only cut the benefits and restore some fiscal sanity, we also have to fix the system and restore some balance with the relationship between state governments and the public employee unions. So that's what we're seeing, and that's what we need to do in order to avoid this mess again.
Chris, tell me this. Should we go back to FDR's stance that public employee unions, or that unions really have no place in public employment? Because I guess when I look from a distance, I've been a reporter my whole life, so I've dealt with government a lot. And I guess I look at the kind of twisted relationship that occurs. It's one thing to have a labor union representing auto workers or steel workers because, you know, if they raise their own, if they pressure to have their wages raised too high, then their company just gets fewer contracts or sells fewer cars and they go out of business because you have a choice. But when public employees have the ability to raise money through the state's payroll system, as they do in Wisconsin, and then fund the candidacy of people who will then raise their salaries even more, that seems like an inherently conflicted relationship, one I can't walk up to my boss and say, hey, boss, give me a raise and I'll give you a kickback. But unions effectively can.
Right. Shareholders elect the board of directors of GM, not the union of GM. And so what you have in public employee scenarios is that the union workers are, in effect, participating in the election of the people that then turn around and are supposed to negotiate at arm's length with
right.
them. So President Roosevelt had it right. The way to do this is to have strong civil servant protections in place. There's nothing wrong with collective bargaining, but there should be an annual vote to make sure people want to stay in these in the organization. And also, this automatic deduction of the dues right from the state agency right into what is essentially a political committee, no different than the one I run. And then goes right into elections. That needs to stop. That seems unseemly. And you know, the Wisconsin Education Association, which sounds like a wonderful named group, they put $1.5 million into state legislative races in Wisconsin last year.
And Chris, maybe it gets too far into the weeds, but I'm aware. Again, I've covered a lot of local politics. That they're not just raising union dues, but when unions say, hey, we need a special assessment to raise $1 million to spend on legislative candidates, they go out through that same payroll system and they raise the money quickly. They go to their membership, they have a vote of their board, and they go out and they say, we need $50 from every member, and they raise tons of money very quickly. I don't think there's a single other group in America that can raise the kind of money that quickly that unions can, and they're using the taxpayer-owned and operated and funded payroll system to do it.
That's right. Right.
If they had to go out to their membership and say, hey, everybody put a $20 bill in an envelope and come down here and drop it in the hat, they wouldn't be nearly as successful. So should our standard when we say reform be to kick unions out of public employment and say you just don't belong here?
Well, that there would be no harm done if we did that. I think Governor Walker gets credit for not going that far and yet still facing this fierce opposition. You'll see other proposals emerging in other states. There's certainly nothing wrong with the abolishment of public employee unions altogether. But what we're debating about in Madison is a far more modest proposal to just restore some simple balance in the relationship.
Boy, I'd sure like to see it. Chris, thanks for taking the time tonight. We appreciate the explanation.
Thank you, Lars.
You betcha. Chris Jankowski, who's president of the Republican State Leadership Committee.